I'm Anna Sale here with Todd Zwillegen for John and Celeste today. Latino and Hispanic, they're terms that a lot of Americans are asked to choose between when identifying themselves on the census and official paperwork and in everyday conversation. And in politics, we hear all the time about the imperative of capturing Hispanic voters. According to a new poll by the Pew Hispanic Center, though, these labels are all wrong. Most adults of Latin American descent prefer not to use either Hispanic or Latino to identify themselves. Instead, the respondents said they preferred to identify themselves by their country of origin. Joining us now to talk about what all this means is Jill Replegal, a reporter for KPBS San Diego's Fronteras desk. She's got a piece called Latino or Hispanic, What's in a Name? And Gustavo Arellano is also here. He's the editor of OC Weekly, and he also writes the column Ask a Mexican. He's also the author of a new book, Taco USA, How American Food Conquered America. Good morning.
Hola.
Jill, I want to start with you. Let's first hear some clips from some of the people you talked with about how they refer to themselves.
The story presupposed that the categories Hispanic and Latino only include Spanish speakers, and there's a lot of Brazilians who would define themselves as being Latino as well.
So I can relate more to being Hispanic. I think it's more of a community thing, and Hispanic is being like from Mexico, because that's where I'm from, so I'm Hispanic.
I like the term Latina because in my mind I think about Latin American, and also it also brings some flavor and identity to myself.
So a lot of opinions there. Walk us first through the history of these terms, Jill. What are the distinctions between them?
Well, some people would say there's no distinction between them, but there is apparently a slight distinction. Latino does tend to include people from all parts of Latin America. Brazil is a very big country. There are actually more Portuguese speakers in South America than Spanish speakers. So Latino is a little bit more encompassing term. Hispanic comes from the Spanish Peninsula, so that's sort of been in use longer, but of course it had a different meaning before it came to this country. There's a professor at UCLA, David Hayes Bautista, who has traced the use of both of these terms to describe this pan-ethnic Latin American group in the U.S. Back to the Gold Rush days in California.
So going back to the Gold Rush, I mean, you were trying to come up with terms, one word that says something about race, that says something about national origin, that says something about language for a huge swath of the Western Hemisphere. Are the ways people are self-identifying changing, or are these conversations that have been happening since the Gold Rush?
Well, it's been an ongoing debate since then, it seems. But be careful about the race part, because that's where it really gets confusing. Hispanic is not a race, although if you look at a lot of school statistics, I just heard a story on public radio yesterday from a nearby station that talked about the difference between white and Hispanic outcomes in college. Well, Hispanic is not a race, and the U.S. Census Bureau recognizes that, but that is been a constant confusion, and Latino or Hispanics themselves on the Census Bureau, over 50% of them respond some other race on the Census Bureau because they're confused. Everyone's confused.
Hey, Gustavo Arellano, I want to bring you into this conversation. First, how do you self-identify?
It depends on the day, or sometimes even depends on the type of day or the time of day. Sometimes I'm Latino, sometimes I'm Mexican, sometimes I'm Zacatecano, sometimes I'm an Anaheimer. All the times I'm a nerd, though, that's the only identity that really carries over everything else.
And do you have strong feelings when someone refers to you with a word that you don't accept? I mean, how do you feel about it?
Well, you know, it happens because there is that confusion. Somebody calls me a Hispanic. Well, okay, fine. I guess I technically am. That's never been a term I've used to describe myself, but I'm not going to get all up in a fit about it.
Is there a different conversation about Hispanic and Latino on the East Coast versus the West Coast? I grew up on the East Coast, heard Hispanic growing up, then went to school in California, and it was very different. Are you seeing those sort of geographic differences?
Oh, it's always been like that. Really, in the American Southwest, you have mostly the term Latino and usually the term Mexican, because historically, the American Southwest, that was vast majority Mexican-American, with, of course, a great curveball of New Mexico, where some of the people there who have been there since the 16th century, they don't even call themselves Hispanic or Latino. They call themselves Hispano. In the East Coast, where you have had that more, you know, the more diverse demographics, like Cubano, Puerto Rican, Dominican, and all those other ones, Hispanic usually predominates there. And it could be, they probably think it's a pan-Latino, here we go, a pan-Latino term for that's what Hispanic is.
Jill, I want to ask you more about these Pew findings and how your report sort of fit with that. The Pew Hispanic Center found that adults of Latin American descent don't use Latino or Hispanic. They talk about nation of origin. Is that what you found most, or people saying, call me Mexican American or Brazilian American, or call me Mexican, call me Brazilian? What did you hear?
Yeah, people tend to want to be identified by their country of origin because, like I said, outside of this country, in Latin America, you would never call yourself a Latino or Hispanic. You would say that you are brasileño or that, brasileiro, really. Or you would say that you're guatemalteco. You tell your people you're from the country you're from. But there's one other interesting thing in here. We interviewed a woman who is indigenous. She's from Oaxaca, Mexico, and she doesn't consider herself either because, you know, her ancestors were there before there were Latin American countries. So that's just sort of another wrinkle. And on the West Coast, well, not just on the West Coast, in New York and Boston, there are many, many people from Latin American countries who have indigenous roots and, you know, who were there long before there were any Hispanic people there.
Gustavo, I want to ask you about political power and labels. I mean, if there's not a consensus about how the group in America of Latin American descent wants to call itself, does that in some way undermine their ability to, you know, mobilize politically?
Not at all. Ultimately, labels are just that, labels. They're not policy. They're not issues that are going to affect the community on a day-to-day level. It's important to know who you're campaigning, who you're trying to court to get into your, you know, to vote for you on election day. It is important, but when it comes to labels, it's just a silly game. It's about as silly as thinking that by calling somebody the right term, it's the same thing as going to a taqueria and eating tacos, and that's somehow going to guarantee you the Latino vote.
And you said that this is just not something that gets you riled up. I mean, this is a conversation that pops up again and again and again, that sort of the, you know, majority white media grafts onto. Do you think it's a big deal?
No, of course the majority of the mainstream media is going to get it because they don't get anything about Latinos. They, instead of actually caring about specific issues that are important, they'd rather stick with things that are trivial and superficial, and they do it again and again. And, especially with election season, it's silly. I guarantee you that the media is going to start using horrible cliches like the sleeping Mexican wakes up, and it's time for Latinos to flex their political power, because they don't know that community at large. They've never really bothered to cover it in a good way. But whatever, for those of us Latinos who know, we just sit back and laugh and talk to each other on Facebook, where the real media is.
Well, you're talking to Todd and me. We both cover politics on our day jobs. How would you like to see the political conversation about the interest of voters of Latin American descent? How can that conversation be done better?
It's easy. All you have to do is actually talk to folks, talk about the issues at hand. Of course, a big one is immigration, at least for a lot of Mexican Americans. But everything after that, it's pretty straightforward. The economy, education, and just talking about those issues, talking about, especially with the politicians. I mean, in California, for instance, in 2010, Meg Whitman, the former CEO of eBay, she wanted to court the Latino vote. So her idea of courting it was drinking a tequila shot and wearing a sombrero while back with a mariachi. And the media reported, like, oh, look, Meg Whitman, she's courting the Latino vote by doing this. Meanwhile, the actual Latino media laughed. It was one of the most embarrassing moments I remember in recent political memory. So all the media has to do is actually talk to Latinos, you know, something as revolutionary as that. We speak English, you know?
Yeah.
Love you, Gustavo.
Jill, did you find variation depended on the length of time the different communities had been in the U.S. in terms of how they referred to themselves?
Well, I think newer immigrants tend to, you know, they probably, I don't know that they care more, but they probably still identify with their country more than they do as Hispanic or Latino. But, you know, like Gustavo said, I think people just get used to it and, you know, whatever, that's what you're going to call me, then that's fine. I don't think most people get too upset about it. But he's totally right. I mean, there's so much diversity in that community that people just don't get.
All right. So in our conversation about labels, the takeaway is to drop the labels, just talk to the people. That's Jill Replegal, a reporter for KPBS San Diego's Fronteras Desk, and Gustavo Arellano, an editor of OC Weekly, and writes the column Ask a Mexican. Thanks to both of you.
Well, you are calling us about what you think your label should be.
This is Vanessa from New Jersey. My parents are Jamaican, but I was born here, so I am a Jamaican.
Jamaican, I love it. Well, here in New York, I told you I know someone who calls herself Jew-Yorican, and that's my favorite one. Tell us your take at 8778-MY-TAKE. I'm Todd Zwillick.
I'm Anna Sale. This is The Takeaway.